get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about should you add social media login options for your WordPress website? And we're going to kind of break this into two parts, I guess. I'm going to talk about what it is. And then Tim's going to kind of bring in whether or not you should or shouldn't, pros, cons. And this is actually a user-submitted topic for, what's it called, Tim? WP Hub Social Platform? The new social platform for WP for WordPress users?
Yeah, so it's WPHub.social is the domain. And the founder, Justin Ormerod. Sorry, Justin,
he's
butchering your last name. But yeah, Justin is a listener, and yeah, he submitted this topic. So thank you, Justin, and thanks for creating an awesome platform, WPHub.social.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've been on there a little bit, and just got on recently and stuff, and it's pretty cool actually. So if you're a WordPress user and you want to connect with other WordPress users, jump on over to WPHub.social. It's 100% free. Doesn't cost you anything. It's similar to like a Facebook or something like that. And you can set up a profile, a description, and just start sharing content and stuff. So go check it out. So what do we mean when we say, should you add social media login options for your WordPress website? Well, you may be familiar with when you're signing up for like new apps or new programs and whatnot, and they will give you the option of creating a new account, and they will allow you to just use your already existing social media accounts to create that account. And what does that mean? Well, they get all of your data from your, and a lot of them will, you'll have to agree to allow them to control it, to use, delete, whatever. So that's what we mean when we say, use social media logins for your WordPress website. And I'm not going to say whether or not it's good or it's bad, but that's just the functionality of what it does. I'm going to let Tim talk about whether or not you should or shouldn't do it.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say it depends on what type of service that you have or what type of service you're signing up for. So if you're in the consumer's point of view and you see that method of signing up using your social media account or whatever, take a second to think, what is this and how important is it for me to keep it secure, right? If it's banking, which obviously they wouldn't do that for banking, just hypothetically, then you want that to be as secure as possible. So I wouldn't recommend using social media. I'll explain why in a second here. However, if it's something like, Netflix, right? Worst case scenario, you have to reset your password later, and disconnect it from your social account. Then great. If it's something where, you purchase something once and that's it, you if it gets hacked, it's no big deal. Oh, someone can go and see what you purchase, right? Then that's fine. But if it's something that is you need to keep secure, don't use social media. And the reason why is if your social media account gets hacked, then they potentially have the ability to log into all of those accounts that you signed up with, right? And so it becomes a gateway to everything that you've used. And so you don't ever want to have something where if your social media account gets hacked, then they can do whatever you signed up for. So you want to basically eliminate that possibility. But again, if it's something that's low security, you don't really care, then great. It's not a big deal. And so on that regard, for example, my e-commerce website, and similar with David as well, I don't collect a lot of data. When someone checks out on my website, they put a name and they put their email, and then they they pay with either PayPal or credit card through Stripe, right? I don't store any credit card details. Now, I don't offer the ability for someone to sign up with their account and then log in with their social media account or, you know, anything like that. But if I did, it's not really a huge security risk, because the worst thing is if that got hacked, if their Facebook profile gets hacked and they're able to sign into my website, all they're going to do is download my products, right? The user's not at risk because nothing is stored. They can't access their credit card information. I don't even have their physical address, you know? So there's not a lot that is at risk and vulnerable. So I'm just kind of talking through the scenarios of as a consumer, what you should think about when you're using a social media account, and then also as a website creator, you know, how secure do you your user's account needs to be? You know, what is at risk if something gets hacked? And I guess you might say, well, why would you want to take the risk at all, even if you don't have a lot of things? And I think it would come down to conversion, right? If someone can see that they can just click one button to sign up with their existing Facebook profile rather than having to type in their name and email and stuff, that's going to, in a lot of ways, increase conversions. So anyways, that's my take on it. David, I don't know if you agree, disagree, if you're kind of in the same boat, but.
Yeah, I am. I mean, my personal opinion is I don't sign up with anything with my social media logins. I just don't, because I don't want them having my social media logins. You know, those are pretty important things these days, you know, and I don't, you know, so my habit is, even if it is, very low security risk, I still create an account. So basically, I have an email address that I use to sign up with for everything. So it's really easy for me to go to it. I don't use just about anything else in that email address. So I'm not getting a bunch of emails and stuff and spam that I got to dig through. It's going to a very specific email that I created. It's a highly secured password and stuff, and then I create it. So that's just my feeling on it. And mainly, I don't know if they store social media logins or not. They have to somehow store them so that they can log into their stuff. So I just am leery on that side of things. It's just like, I don't want them having my Instagram, Facebook, or whatever login. I just don't, you know. So that's my personal opinion on it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I generally don't either. There has been a few occasions where I have. I don't remember why. But yeah.
Oh, I did it in the beginning because I was lazy, you know, and I thought, oh, this is easy. Yeah. Just like you said, easy peasy, you know, and I clicked it and it was no. And then as soon as I hit the click and submit, the very first time I thought, holy cow, what did I just do? I just gave this website my password to my most valuable social media platform, my user account that I've had forever.
To be fair, I don't think your password actually gets shared. I think it goes through like encrypted API type of thing. But still, yeah. I agree. In general, just it's not worth it. You know, take the extra 10 seconds to, you know, put in your name and email.
Yeah, and I have gone back and cleaned up, and you can and stuff. You can revoke access, and you can change things, and I highly recommend you do that anyways from time to time to update, you know, for secure reasons and stuff. So, yeah, so good. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, the best way to handle plugin and theme licenses for client websites. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.